Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Missoula, Montana, where we are coming to you live and direct from one smoke-filled state, ladies and gentlemen, at least this corner of the state. Holy buckets.
I ordered the non-smoking section.
You ever been out by the campfire and then you wake up the next day and your clothes smell like, they're on fire still?
Hey, as a guy who had to drive east to get to work this morning, I'm thankful for that haze because I couldn't find my sunglasses, but with all that haze, I didn't need them.
There's massive haze out there. You can take a look at my Facebook page. Maybe you want to share that, Todd, on the campfire and What's on Your Mind pages, too, because I have the famous M up on the mountains outside of Missoula, and you can see the thick haze even in the photo. It's a thick haze. The fires are burning. Even as close as 50 miles away, there's about a four-mile square fire where they have evacuated parts of the resort area. About 140 miles to the north is where the worst of the evacuations have been because of the fires that are northern Montana, northern Idaho, and northern Washington as well. But football must go on. The NDSU Bison take on the Grizz tomorrow. That's why we're here. Coach Kleiman is going to join us a little later on in the program. Kathy Nesset will join us, a member of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. We have breaking news on two fronts. One, the decision yesterday in a federal courtroom in Fargo, Judge Ralph Erickson said, EPA, not so fast. And Senator John Hoeven will join us at the top of the show here to talk about that decision. The other breaking news, I am flabbergasted by this decision, but I guess I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be surprised because the level of arrogance that has come from Twomley Hall at UND, completely at odds with the alumni, completely at odds with the students most recently on wanting an option of remaining just North Dakota, has again been struck down by the president of the University of North Dakota announcing via email today to the university community the process by which a decision will be made on the nickname, which will not, I repeat, not include North Dakota. Again, despite a recent vote of the students, 70% saying we want it, despite a tainted nickname committee process that members of that committee were concerned about, which caused him to say, well, let me consider whether we'll consider North Dakota. And also, I would say, the fact that President Kelly is leaving. All this is going to ensure is whatever's picked out of this group of five will remain controversial. It is cool.
No kidding. Can I ask a question here? Wait, he announces this via email. He doesn't have the guts to go up to a mic and have a press conference like we usually. An email? Really? Or is he afraid we're going to throw stuff at him?
Interesting take, too. I think that's actually the least of the egregious things that have happened as part of this process, but I'll add it to the list, Todd, without question. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Join the fun online, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We'll see you in Fargo in less than a month for the annual meeting for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. If you haven't signed up yet, do it now. On our newsmaker line to start the program today on a big story, a big victory, albeit temporary, for farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, is Senator John Hoeven. Senator, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to the program.
Scott, good to be with you.
Are you heading to Montana to watch a little football tomorrow?
I'd like to be. I'll have to watch them on ESPN, but go Bison. This is exciting. Looking forward to it and hoping for a great year.
Yeah, if you do watch it, make sure you turn down the sound and turn on 550 KFI, where you can get Scotty Miller.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about him. And, you know, Carson Wentz from Bismarck, I think, is just leading a great offense. A lot of young players on D, but, I think they're going to be good. And obviously a great start playing at Montana and nationally televised game on ESPN.
Yeah, the big ESPN, not even like, ESPN 2 or 3 or U or any of that. It's the real deal and the only college football matchup tomorrow, so it should be whole lot of fun and a lot of folks watching. Well, we wanted to get your reaction to what happened.
Four-time defending national champ, pretty amazing.
Yeah, amen, exactly right. So this victory, albeit temporary, in a court courtroom yesterday, federal courtroom, Judge Erickson's courtroom. What does it mean?
It's a big deal, and kudos to Attorney General Wayne Stengem, leading a lawsuit on behalf of 13 states. This is Waters, the U.S., WOTUS, and it is a big-time overreach by the EPA. Obviously, has real impact, adverse impact for our farmers and ranchers. I think it violates private property rights. I'd actually worked to defund the interpretive rule last year. That lasts for a year. So the concern was that now that would expire and the regulation would kick in today without a stay or an injunction to stop it. And Attorney General went to federal district court in Fargo. Judge Erickson made the case. The judge agreed to stay the regulation, in essence, to say, no, you can't put it into effect. And that gives us time not only to pursue the litigation, but also to, again, go back and either defund or deauthorize this regulation.
Now, I don't know. Obviously, this is sort of what we're left to, right, to fight the EPA in court. I mean, is this the best tool, you think, ultimately, to stop this thing dead in its tracks? Is it the courtroom? Is it defunding? I mean, you know.
No, we got to. Scott, we got to go at it on both fronts. So this gives us the time that the regulation is stayed. Now, the EPA is trying to say just in these 13 states. So the next fight is going to be, hey, wait a minute. Is it just these 13 states, or is it nationally? A court in Georgia and a court in West Virginia said the decision would have to go to the appellate court in D.C. So there'll be further litigation, both on the stay, and I think there's going to be some other states very interested now in joining our lawsuit led by North Dakota Attorney General Stengem, because in those 13 states, EPA has agreed they can't implement the rule, but they're going to try to implement this regulation in the other 37 states. So those states may be very interested in joining with us, and that's why this likely will go to the D.C. Appellate Court, maybe all the way to the Supreme Court. Important point, though, is it gives us time to both pursue it in terms of the legal case and try to knock down the regulation, but it also gives us time in Congress to try to either defund it, like we did a year ago, or to deauthorize it, I mean passing a law saying, no, you can't put it into effect.
So, does the, you know, the language, I mean, obviously he's not ruling completely on it. He's just saying it appears there's enough that this is going to be a good argument in court that the EPA has violated their congressional grant of authority in promulgation of the rule at issue. Explain that. I mean, that's basically questioning the constitutionality of what they've done, right?
Yeah, I mean, you described it exactly right, Scott. Basically what Judge Erickson said is, look, there's a great likelihood the states will prevail because the EPA has exceeded their congressional authority. They go beyond the Clean Water Act. They have taken, under a legal theory they called significant nexus, authority to regulate all water wherever it exists, not just navigable bodies. And the only authority Congress has given under the law is that they could regulate what are called navigable bodies of water.
So what advice do you have for farmers and ranchers out there watching this back and forth? I mean, should they breathe a little easier now, or is this still a big battle?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for the 13 states led by North Dakota now, there's a stay on this regulation. So they'll continue to operate under what's called a general farming exemption. And that's what they've been able to operate under for the past year, because like I said, I was able to defund what's called the interpretive rule. So they'll continue to operate as they have. Now, outside the 13 states, they've got a real concern, because EPA is saying that they still intend to implement it in those states that weren't part of our litigation. And that's why the next battle is going to be to see whether, for those other 37 states, this stay that the 13 states now have because of Attorney General Stengem's action and the ruling by Judge Erickson, whether that will be extended to the other 37 states.
And as far as what you're trying to do in Congress in the funding, we're at a crucial time on that as well here in the next month or so, right?
Very important point, because I've already put it in the appropriations bill. In EPA's appropriations bill, we defunded this. It's my provision. I put it in the bill. But that bill's being filibustered on the Senate floor. If we can get that bill passed through the floor, and we passed it through the committee already, but if we get it passed on the floor now, that would defund this provision for everybody for another year, and in all likelihood make the Obama administration have to start over on the thing. So the key is that we get some help on the Senate floor on both sides of the aisle to get this done.
All right, and is it a matter of votes?
Yeah, Yeah, we got to get to 60 votes. And
are you close?
Well, I think I've got everybody on our side of the aisle. So if we need some help on the other side, and right now it's being filibustered.
Yeah, and does a court injunction like this help to say, you know, hey, even the courts agree this thing isn't constitutional? Will that help bring anybody on the other side our way?
Well, and that's why I talk about, you know, we've got it stayed in the 13 states. The other 37 states now, I think, are going to be very concerned. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. Do we get the courts to extend the stay? So it'll probably go to the appellate court. Or now can I convince enough of my colleagues to join me? And again, that's where, you know, we're being filibustered on this approach bill and others. And so in September, it's going to be very interesting. And I hope that the Democrats say they'll quit the filibuster and let us move these appropriation bills, not only so we can get the budget passed, first budget that we've actually got balanced since 2001, but also so we can cut through this regulatory burden like Waters of the
sure.
U.S.
Makes sense. Thanks, Senator. Senator John Hovind joining us today on this breaking news. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean cyst nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean cyst nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
North Dakota will not be an option for the University of North Dakota. The no nickname option is no longer an option. An email sent out today by the president of UND, Robert Kelly, about this, in which he is quoted as saying, "In deciding the final list of names to include in the final vote, I've reviewed the recommendations of the nickname committee," the one that the process was all tainted. remember the shenanigans of you know, if we include that in the final list, we'll be disbanded. The one professor speaking for President Kelly before the vote, suggesting that if that was left in as an option, the committee would be disbanded. Tainted process. His email goes on. The additional input received from a recent student poll, which was overwhelmingly in favor of keeping the name, and input from many other individual students, including student athletes, faculty, staff, alumni, and community members who have contacted me. I have considered all this input carefully, and in determining the final voting list, have concluded that it is in the best long-term interest of the university not to use North Dakota as the university's official nickname. And that's the key word there. I have considered the input carefully, and in determining the final voting list, I have concluded it is in the best long-term interest of the university. It is me and I. It's one person making the decision. Later, he says, as I've noted many times, North Dakota is not a nickname. It's a reflection of our pride in who we are. We've been North Dakota UND for more than 130 years. We will always be. The nickname committee has delivered a list of five prospective nicknames with the potential to add value to our already existing North Dakota identity and evoke the pride and spirit that we all feel for our university and our state. I respect and support the process the committee used and the extensive public input they gathered in making this decision. I also respect their final recommendations. Well, that's hiding. Because their final recommendations were manipulated by him, as was exposed during the committee conversations, which is why there was so much pushback when the decision was there to eliminate it from the committee. He then puts out the fire briefly by saying, whoa, I'll consider putting it back in because of the misunderstandings that happened. The students then go out and do a vote overwhelmingly in favor, and it's all disregarded. It is arrogance at its worst, ladies and gentlemen. It's screw the alumni, screw the students, I'll do what I want to do, I know what's best, and by the way, I'm leaving soon. It's unbelievable. That, to me, is staggering arrogance. You agree or disagree, you tell me at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to talk about that today and much more. We're in Missoula, Montana. No nickname controversy over the Bison. The Thundering Herd rolling in to take on Montana, the Grizz, for the season opener. A lot of folks on their way now, as we speak, from NDSU. Will they repeat as national champs? Well, I don't know what your take is. We're going to chat with the coach, Chris Kleiman, in just a bit here on the program today as well. Our special broadcast from Missoula, brought to you by our friends at Discovery Benefits. We don't travel without the support of good folks like those at Discovery Benefits. Your leadership, our culture, one of the best places to work. They really do it and do it well at Discovery Benefits. I'll tell you about them as we go throughout the day. I also want to thank our friends at Shields. From Friday Night Lights to crisp weekend afternoons, here's the football and the players who make it great. And the folks at Shields say good luck to the NDSU Bison. Homeowners Financial Group, your award-winning financial company. Looking for a mortgage? Give them a call. Specialize in getting it done. And on large mortgages. Lake of the Woods Pie Company, now North Dakota made. Did you know that, Todd? Our friends at Lake of the Woods Pie Company are now...
Hey, they came over to this side of the border, huh?
They did. Best pie in the Northern Plains comes out of Devil's Lake, North Dakota now.
All right.
Kind of cool. Yeah. Catalyst Medical Center. You can hear life happen with hearing services at Catalyst Medical Center. Muscatel Subaru. Hey, in this area, all-wheel drive makes good sense. I'd say it does. Hanson Runsville Funeral Home. What makes a champion? Talent, courage, mindset, never give up, never give in. They love their Bison. Odor and Mold Medicine, StopSmellNow.com for all your odor removal needs, guaranteed. Inland Home Mortgage, your new local mortgage company. Gates Manufacturing. North Dakota made too, Lansford, North Dakota. You'll find them at a lot of dealers throughout the entire region as well. Built to perform, built to last. Steyr Oilfield Services, local standard for over 40 years. Mainstay Suites Tioga and Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Bringing you our special broadcast, and as I mentioned, we're going to chat. We actually have a couple of, we're going to chat with Coach Kleiman here coming up in a little bit. We also have a request in for one of the ESPN sideline reporters, too. Brian and McCluskey, let's get you up here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, you're talking about that UND president. I think that you got to follow the money. I think there's something, either family member or he's got ties with UND nickname, people that are going to do the logo or something, but it sounds real fishy to me, and I'm pretty skeptical about it.
It smells fishy to me, too. I don't know that I would follow. I don't know why I'd say it's a financial thing. I think there's just, I mean, first of all, the whole reason the University of North Dakota can no longer be the Fighting Sioux is because of a way of thinking among some academics that decide for Native Americans that they're victims and that this is no way to honor their heritage, right? I mean, that's all decided by white professors, okay? That's how this whole controversy started. It infects some presidents at other universities. It goes to the NCAA leadership. They rig the vote against North Dakota by saying you need two namesake names and treat them differently than they did any other school with a Native American nickname. It's been an academic, politically correct disaster from the get-go, okay? And I think what President Kelly wants to do is he's saying, if we're the Beavers, which they're not going to be the Beavers, but if we're the Sun Dogs, then nobody will think about the North Dakota Fighting Sioux anymore. It'll all be better. It's this utopian, politically correct, academic idiocy is what it is.
I always say follow the money, and the money says there's something fishy. That's what I say. Follow the money.
It might be. Follow the money. I'm having trouble getting my mind around what the motivation would be, like what the financial incentive would be. I hear you. I mean, there's something fishy here, without question. But I don't know that
there's fish.
Some big donor that says, "Boy, if you pick a different name, I'll back it." I don't know. Maybe you're right, Brian. We'll see if others agree with you. 800-228-0550 to tell us what you think. Renee in Bismarck said, I heard the discussion last week about Common Sense Friday, so here's one for you. When people are going to stop driving, she's asking, when are people going to stop driving with little dogs in their laps and little dogs hanging outside windows? As far as I'm concerned, this is just as bad as texting and driving. Here's one for you. Perhaps we have too many freedoms and not enough common sense. One of those cars gets rear-ended, and there goes that little dog flying out the window. Or the driver is the one that causes the accident by being distracted. I'd like to see a law passed that all dogs must be in back seats or kenneled if there's only one person in the car. It makes a lot of sense to me. I'm a veteran, so I feel I have the right to say we maybe have too many freedoms. Drunk driving, really? Take away licenses forever. One and done. We'll talk NDSU football when we come back with Chris Kleiman. We're live in Missoula. Special broadcast of What's on Your Mind brought to you by Discovery Benefits.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Are you looking for some muscle cars? Well, Banda Rig Auctions has the auction for you. August 29th at the Minot State Fairgrounds, we'll be conducting the Roger Borkus Estate Auction at 9:30 in the morning. Chevelles, Camaros, Impalas, Nomad, 57 Chevy, and more. You won't want to miss this big block auction. Preview is Friday, the 28th of August from 10 to 7. For pictures on this auction and more, go to VanderbrinkAuctionsWithAnS.com or give us a call at 605-201-7005.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gate City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gate City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gate City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting, join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
The Discovery Benefits Roadshow, Missoula bound. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready for the NDSU Bison to take on the Grizz in smoke-filled Missoula, Montana. And by the way, we're going to go back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline in just a moment. Meant to mention earlier, today's the day when the brats and the bacon are being handed out at the new Moorhead Hornbacher's location. It's the Azul location. They'll be there from 2 until 6 today. And all the great specials, too. More on that coming up a little later on. And back to your calls in just a bit. As well as if you have a question or comment for our next guest, NDSU head coach Chris Kleiman, fire away, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Coach Kleiman, happy Friday. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's the weather out there?
Well, you know, it's nice and beautiful, but just a little hazy. But you probably got your newspaper and knew that, right? That
we're going to be a little smoky out here? Yeah, we didn't know how hazy it would be, but sounds like it's going to be good conditions for both teams tomorrow, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, what are you talking to folks here about it? I mean, are you concerned at all about, I mean, you can smell it. I smelled it the second the plane landed last night, and you get off the plane, you can see it. There's even some little particles in the air, but do you anticipate that's going to have any impact on the players tomorrow?
No, we've talked to some of the doctors and stuff, and we're going to take some precautions. I think the docs are on our sideline and stuff and have some cool zones and so forth to keep the air moving around. But, you know, it's the same for both squads, and you know, we're not putting too much emphasis on it. We just got to go out and try to play.
What is the significance of this being the game, the only game, and on ESPN this weekend? It seems like another milestone for the program. But I mean, are you soaking all that in as you get ready to head this way?
Well, honestly, no. But now that we're getting close, it is great for FCS football. Obviously, when we go through our fall camp, you don't think about being the only game and on ESPN and those things, but now that you get a chance to kind of reflect and think about it, it's great for FCS football. I know last year was their first year ESPN did, I think, Eastern Washington and Sam Houston, and this year it's us in Montana, and I think it's great because it highlights FCS, and we all know how good a level of football it is. I think it's great that a number of people are going to be able to watch it. You're right, it's great exposure for our institution, for all of our athletic programs to see and learn a little bit more about North Dakota State. And it actually helps us simply because we've got a pretty young team, especially on defense, which will allow us to have two open weeks in September to try to, we're gonna have some issues, I know that, and try to shore some of those up before we get into what is the most important part of our season, which is the conference in October.
Tim sends a note asking, since Missoula is about 2,300 feet above Fargo, has there been anything special done to prevent our players from getting gassed easier, or is the difference not really an issue?
Well, we think it was pretty similar to what we had last year in Salt Lake City, and we were north of Salt Lake City in Weber, and it was about 94 degrees, and I think Coach Kramer did a great job of fueling our guys and preparing them all week long for that potential factor. But we are hoping that that's not going to be a huge determining factor, and our guys are in great condition right now.
Yeah, Hal asked kind of a similar question. What kind of training have the players gone through to prepare them for the altitude? So that is something you factor into the weekend prep, huh?
Absolutely. We factored it in. Obviously you can't go somewhere with altitude, but we factored it in as far as how much we're practicing, how much we're running. And we've done that really since June when our guys came back. Coach Kramer's kind of put that into the model of what he wants to do from a conditioning standpoint, and every year is a little different, but, I remember 2 years ago, we were at Kansas State and it was 104, on the field. Granted, it didn't have the altitude, but, that was as hot a game as I've ever been involved in, and, our guys are going to be prepared for any of those elements.
Another question, with the type of offense Montana runs, you anticipate, you may have to call it some timeouts while on defense to allow the guys to collect themselves and maybe catch a little breather. Everybody's consumed with this smoke-filled air story here.
I don't envision us having to do that. I hope our guys are going to be able to line up, and that's the biggest thing we talk about is just being able to get lined up. And once we get lined up, we just got to play what's in front of us and see it. And it's going to be new because it's not the Montana offense of the year before, but in the same respect, I keep telling people, our best defense is the fact that we've got Carson Wentz and five starting offensive linemen returning that we hope to hold the ball for 6 and 7 minutes a pop as well.
Coach Chris Flyman of the NDSU Bison with us head off to the airport and take the team on a charter to Missoula, Montana to take on the Grizz here in Missoula. It'll happen tomorrow. And by the way, you'll hear it on our flagship 550 K-Fire tomorrow as well. So if you're out and about, make sure you tune it in, take it in. It's a 2:30 start, so I guess that's 3:30 back home. It's the one and only game, 2:30 Mountain Time. Tomorrow as well. Coach Klein, another listener wanted us to ask you about ESPN Game Day. Speaking of tomorrow being on the big ESPN channel for the game, there's been some scuttlebutt that ESPN is already planning to come back for another game day. Have you heard any news on that front?
I haven't, but I wouldn't ever hear about that. That'd be more President Brashani and Matt Larson, and those are things that we don't control. We just got to try to control the chance for us to play a great Montana football team and a great tradition of Montana football and see if we can line up with those guys. That's something that we don't talk about a whole lot at the football office. We're just trying to get our guys. We got a young football team trying to get ready to go for a grind of an 11-game season.
I heard an interview with one of the players, I forget which one, this week in prep for this, talking about how the focus of the entire team is next play, next play, next play. So literally next game or some of the distractions that can easily come when you're coming off a four-time national championship. Seems to me you've got a concentrated effort to dissuade the guys from getting into any of that game, huh? Literally one play
absolutely.
At a time?
Yeah, and that's what we've been, that's why we've, I think, been successful is our kids have remained humble, but remained hungry as well. And that's, we talk about what we can control in between the lines and what we can control on that 6 seconds of play, which is what a play usually takes, and then focus and get ready for the next play. And that's kind of been our mindset here that you can get knocked off by anybody, and there's so many outside distractions, especially with the success that we've had, that we've got to kind of shelter some of our guys from some of that stuff, and they know it's out there. But in the same respect, if you get caught up in that stuff, you're gonna lose before you even get out on the football field. So it's something that for going on 5 years now, we've guarded against, and we'll guard against it again this year.
What most excites you about this team this year?
Well, the fact that I think we're going to grow and get better on defense, losing as many guys that played between 50 and 61 football games over the course of their career that are gone. We're going to play a lot of young guys that people don't know about that I think are pretty talented kids, but they're not going to have the experience of a Carlton or a Travis or Christian or Colton, but I think they'll continue to get better offensively. I'm really excited because we've got a quarterback that I think is the best quarterback in FCS in Carson Wentz. And we've got five offensive linemen that have played an awful lot of football for us. We're going to have a hard time replacing John Crockett, but we're going to try to replace the production of John with four and five guys. And so the experience that we have on offense, I think, is a real plus. Especially heading into a tough environment like Montana, and then the inexperience on defense is something I'm looking forward to us continuing to grow as we move throughout the month of September, because those young guys on defense they're going to be thrown into the fire, but for us they've got to be ready to go early October when we start our conference season.
Is there anything keeping you up at night that in the back of your mind is a concern heading into the year?
The fact that my son's going to be is a senior at Shanley, and they play Bismarck St. Mary's in a huge game tonight, and I'm nervous for him. But that's not on our football team. Nothing's keeping me up at night.
Well, that's a pretty good sign. Nothing gnawing away at you that concerns you, man. That's a good way to go into the year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every year is different. I had concerns last year about our quarterback and about our young offensive line. And this year we've got concerns about some other positions, and they'll all play themselves out, and we'll fix any of the problems we have. That's the fun part of coaching is, you're not gonna be crisp in everything, and you're always gonna be working on something. You're never gonna be perfect, and our guys have that mindset that we're far from being a seasoned football team right now, and it's gonna take some time for us to gel because we've got so many new guys.
Carson Wentz is being discussed as a potential first-round draft pick by some big-time scouts. Been a little bit of buzz about that of late. What would that mean for the program? I mean, first of all, you think that happens? And if it does, what does that mean?
Well, Carson's just got to play. That's a big thing that we've talked to him about, and he knows it, that he can't control all the things that are said about where he potentially could go. If he has a successful football season, which we feel he will, within the framework of our football team and within the framework of our offensive system, he'll have great opportunities. There's been usually there's scouts around here late in September and early October to look at guys that they hear about of a Kyle Emanuel or Billy Turner. Well, there have been a number of them here in the month of August because of the buzz early on. And Carson's a really level-headed, grounded guy that it's all about the team first. And if he has great success this year, all those things will take care of themselves.
Todd, you know if that Shanley Bismarck game is on either KFI or Fox Sports 710 tonight? If so, we could stream it for Coach Kleiman tonight in Missoula, and
he can be awesome.
Yeah, there you go. We'll
KFIRE, come on now. KFIRE, the big mega mother.
Is it? Yeah, okay, beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, we haven't used that slogan, but I think we might now. I kind of like that. The big mega mother.
Best of both worlds, Coach. You know, you can come on into Missoula and get a win here and still at least hear part of the game anyway. So
awesome.
Got her done. Good luck. Travel safely, and we'll see you tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time, guys.
You bet. Take care. Chris Kleiman, coach of the NDSU Bison, our guest on the program today. As I mentioned earlier, we are going to be encouraging you to stop by Hornmacher's in Moorhead today, because our friends at Cloverdale, sponsor of our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, have a little Big Flavor tour truck stop tonight at the new Moorhead Azul location, and that'll be from 2 until 6, bacon and brats. I hear the word bacon, and I just want to run for Hornmacher's, and it's a long run from Missoula. If you can't make that, you can stop at any Hornmacher's location and stock up on 28-ounce tangy summer sausage for $5.99. One-pound pack of red franks for $3.99, or beef franks for $4.99, or the rough-cut bacon for $3.99. Yeah, that's what I said. Rough-cut bacon, $3.99 a pound. Load up. You got to love that. Absolutely. All right, short break, back with more. Lots of you wanting to weigh in on the decision at UND today on the nickname issue. We'll talk about that and more as we continue. What's on your mind? Live from Missoula, Montana. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
USA.
Here's another longtime satisfied customer of Andercoast Steel Buildings.
Alan and Ed at Andercoast Steel Buildings were so accommodating and flexible with our building plan. You don't always get to work with people that are so personable and kind, and they follow through with customer service long after the sale.
Call Anderco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. From mouth smell to cigarette odors and even rotting meat in a freezer, this product will get rid of any type of toxic odor guaranteed. If you've got toxic odor problems, go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. That's 855-800-6367. Use the promotional code SCOTT to get $5 off and free shipping on your order. StopSmellNow.com for all your odor removal needs.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Live in Missoula, Montana, ladies and gentlemen, yes, we are indeed having a grand old time, counting down to Bison football. I want to thank Discovery Benefits. Here's a question for you. What do you get when you combine one of the nation's fastest-growing companies with a culture of great benefits and employee appreciation? You get Discovery Benefits. Hiring now for their Fargo and Brookings locations, by the way. They've been named to the Business Insurance Best Places to Work list for 4 straight years. That's unbelievable. And right now there are openings in customer service and operations and account management. If you're looking for more than a job, maybe a home, to build a great career, go to discoverybenefits.com, click on the careers link. Since 1987, they've been making health benefits easier and more affordable for businesses and individuals. Their clients are Fortune 500 companies, state and city governments, some of the best small businesses in the country. And they've grown to over 500 employees now. Leadership opportunities, promotions for many team members.
And Discovery Benefits employees are well compensated, enjoy first-class amenities, generous benefit plans. Go to discoverybenefits.com, click on the careers link. Discovery Benefits, proud to say, go Bison. 10 to 4, the top of the hour. Let's go to Pat and Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Pat?
I just wanted to comment on Kelly's emailing today. He just shows what a coward he is. And in my opinion, the deal is that him and the Height camps, they all live on the wrong side of the Red River, because they more represent the liberals in Minnesota than they do the majority of the residents in this great state. And it just irritates me to no end. And that's all I had to say about that.
I share your irritation, Pat. I really do. And I just, you probably can tell I'm a little animated about this decision today, because it's just such unbelievable arrogance. It disregards, you know, so many common sense views. It just really, it's hard, because you just can't explain it. You don't understand that level of arrogance, and it ticks me off. So I'm with you.
The majority of the people. I mean, why do these people go against the majority of the people? I don't understand that. Anyway, well, good luck with your. I like your show a lot.
Well, thank you, Pat. Appreciate that very much. Glad you're listening, and wish you the best. Call again and share your views anytime. 800-228-0550. Pat said something at the end there. I was going to the next click on my screen and didn't mean to do that. So if you had more to say, give us a call back. Emailer says, the only motivation of the academic crowd is the fear by PhDs. This is in response to a call earlier that said there's something fishy here. And are they motivated by money? Is it a financial thing? And this emailer is responding to that call earlier, saying the only motivation of the academic crowd is the fear by PhDs that they will not be accepted in academia if they are associated with a politically incorrect school. If they want to climb and further their academic careers, they need this kind of politically correct BS on their resume. They are just distancing themselves from what they see as politically incorrect and shoving it down the throats of North Dakotans to build street credibility with academia. It's a very, very good analysis, I think. Very good analysis. 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You could text Todd, too. 701-226-8503. You can email like that fella did. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go to the oil capital of North Dakota and see what's on Don's mind today. Hey, Don, what's up? Tioga, by the way, is the oil capital of North Dakota, in case you didn't know. Don in Tioga, take it away.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I've been up here 3 years, up from Michigan, and just the Fighting Sioux is everything I remember, Michigan Wolverines and Sioux playing hockey, and that's all I can think of, you know. That's the name I'm going to remember for always, so just wanted to get that in there.
Don, appreciate the call. And that's something Michigan person. Been here 3 years, you know, that connection. Now, I'm guessing, you know, Sun Dogs wouldn't have the same appeal, right? No, I'm thinking not. Where is the, there's a list again. I can never remember. Todd, you probably do it. Sun Dogs, Nodax.
You don't have this memorized by now?
Fighting Hawks. Well, they're all very average in my mind.
I know, they're all pretty disgusting.
None of them that really.
Now it's flip a 5-headed coin and pick one, you know, who cares?
Yeah. Fighting Hawks, probably the closest thing to, you know, how it ought to go.
I hear they're adding Fighting Kellys to the list now, is that true? Or?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. Maybe that ought to be considered. I haven't done any text here for a while, and you've got a lot of text pouring in here. So if the UND nickname is the Sun Dogs, it'll be shortened to the Dogs. Do we want to be known as Dogs? Another texter says, I think the president should leave the fold. Leave it up to the alumni of the school. Well, no, he's not going to leave it up to anybody other than what he wants. Don't forget, the state has set the precedent of having higher ed officials able to leave early and get paid full salary of $400,000 a year. Well, he's leaving in January. Not even that early anymore. And you know, I honestly would have even a little less of a problem, you know, with President Kelly having a role in this decision if he were remaining as president. But I think the second he announced he was leaving, to me, the process should have changed at that moment. And said, We're going to leave this to others. So.
Yeah, good move on the legacy there, you know. Make everybody hate you on your way out the door. That's a good move.
Interesting take. Kathy Nesson, Board of Higher Ed member, will join us next. And more coming up from Missoula, Montana. Countdown to Bison Football. Special broadcast of What's on Your Mind today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a fifth straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors.
Shield, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center.
Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN.
And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru.
That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana.
Our special broadcast brought to you by Hampson Runsvold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Sweeps of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage.
That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.